This week on the Glass Cannon Podcast, the heroes stumble into the aftermath of a brutal attack.
Willamette is going to immediately start riding quickly toward the house. There's a child in danger!
And their overconfidence.
I never miss. And I roll.
A hit! Oh no, maybe not.
Might spell their doom.
If this claw hits, we're going to Wren Town. Joe, do you want to go to Wren Town?
Your rolls are amazing.
Unless a desperate new stratagem could provide salvation.
Della's gonna do something I've never tried before.
Della, put your top back on.
The adventure continues now.
Well, ding dong, the witch is dead, and I don't mean Gormley. She's been dead for quite a while. She's not returning, but the boys are back for another episode of the Glass Cannon Podcast. It's me, Grant Berger, a.k.a. Baron Redheart, and I am very excited that we've settled another debt to Silvermane and the Druidic Council. And speaking of the Wizard of Oz, I do really like that we are pretty close to the original cast. We've got Dorothy, Della, the girl from another dimension, leading a crew of munchkins delighted by the windy death that befell a wicked old foe. I suppose we should cast the rest. Obviously, Sir Will is the Tin Man in his shining Highbury plate. Baron the gruff old hairy, cowardly lion, too scared to take Nargrim's steel hand. And of course, the very scary Nestor Coyne, the Scarecrow. Oh, and I almost forgot, trusted steed Lexington is Toto. Now, we've got to follow the yellow brick road laid out before us through the Mindspin Mountains on a perilous journey to come face to face with the Wizard of Oz, Volstis the Storm Tyrant. With all these storms and bells ringing, I'm reminded of the song I played in my head during the battle with Awiga, "For Whom the Bell Tolls," from Metallica's Ride the Lightning. Look it up, millennials. And for whom does the bell toll? Well, it tolls for thee. When you follow us on Facebook and Twitter, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and leave us a review on iTunes. Without further ado, here's episode 80, Mighty Orphan Power Rangers.
Joe, I would have figured you had the sound of a baby crying queued up to start this.
I couldn't find it.
Adventure. You have an infant. You couldn't just record it?
I didn't even think of that.
Come on, Joe. This is why I say you don't give 100% to the pot.
Well, you know, I don't think you can. Can you put custom sounds into Sirenscape? Can you upload? Yeah, I don't think you can,
which it would be cool if you could, but.
Like, it turned off all the other ambient noise just for a second. You silence and a baby crying, and then back to the.
You could have made a drop for Skid to play it.
Yeah, I could. I could do it.
Right.
You know.
God. You see a house with a boulder lodged in it, ahead of it, and there's some saxophone music coming in.
Oh, baby, what's going on in that cabin?
That's my jam. So, you know, pretty crazy combat. You guys finally vanquished Awiga. I think it was like episode 55. Was Awiga Please.
I think
that
so.
That's right. And 79, Awiga Please Part 2.
So there are no loose ends left in the entire adventure.
No. That's it. That settles it all.
And I've been angry at Troy all week because I argued that I put my left hand on my hat when I stepped into that wind wall. And he says my hat's gone.
The hat is gone.
I have to
find... Did any of you hear him say he put his hand in his hat?
I didn't hear that. I also thought it was ridiculous that it was a mile away. I was like... That was really, really quick. Yeah,
that's a wind wall.
That's a quick mile.
So we're looking for a haberdashery. Hopefully it's not the building that's being pelted with boulders right now, or if I'm screwed.
Yeah. Oh my God, you should see if like Ultimate Equipment has some sort of magic cowboy hat.
On it.
A magical plus one to wisdom.
Magical returning hat.
It's called the Indiana Jones Fedora.
Yeah. You know, the worst part is that that hat had all his fishing lures in it.
Gone. All his flies.
All his flies. So, yeah, who wants to play Umlo this week?
I think I'm going to do it. I talked to Skid.
Okay.
And I'm going to try out Umlo this week.
Yeah. How does your Umlo sound? Is he has he come down the British
Isle
at all?
What's your interpretation
of
Skid's
was a little Scottish-y.
Like this. Wait. Scottishy? I'll try
well,
to
no,
get
Skid
the
Scottish. Skid
was
Scottish.
I was doing more northern, but...
Yeah, sort of northern Scottish. No? Wait. I need a minute. I need to work on it. I need to work on it. I think I could get it. No. No.
God damn it. It's so hard. He's played by Jeremy Renner, too. We've cast him and everything. I want to see that artwork.
I think I might just try to stick with the Troy for now.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
The Troy.
Troy. Everybody do the Troy.
Yeah, this is Troy's voice for every character that's tough.
That's a Trojan accent. It is. Literally, it's a Trojan accent.
Trojan accent.
Trojan accent.
All right. You guys figured out your healing. I hand waved it at the end of the last episode because I didn't want to round out the episode with you being like, cure light wounds, 4 points.
Well, you didn't hand wave it. You just made us do it off air.
I made you do it off air, yes. Correctly. Yeah, I didn't allow you to heal. But no, so you guys are pretty good now on your ability damage, right?
I mean, still have 3 strength, Dan.
You're still down 3 strength. Yeah. Oh, because of.
Well, drain.
No, drain.
We're talking about.
No, oh. He got Ewigged. The strength damage.
Oh, do you need that healed? I can heal that.
Oh, yeah, that would have been lovely.
Okay.
Yeah, because she healed 1 point from you guys rested. But yeah.
So you said we had rested one night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had, you know, I'd prepared another spell, but I wouldn't have done that if I knew you needed that. I thought that everything we had left now was drain, which in which case it's useless.
So. Yeah, I forgot that.
Here's a quick D4 for your strength damage. 3.
Yeah. Oh! All right, so Skitter, is Nestor good on damage?
Damage, yes. I'm still pretty badly drained.
And Umlo is badly drained. And do you have any drain, Della?
No.
No, so it's just Umlo and Nestor are down on drain. So you guys need a cleric with some diamond dust.
Yes.
Or dust and diamond.
Just 100 dust and diamonds.
A cleric.
Preferably the diamond.
Oh my god, dust and diamond. Oh, it's a little known fact that dust and diamond can... Yes, possesses the powers of restoration.
He gave up his acting career to cast restoration on PCs.
They call me Screech of the Mindspin Mountain. So I've been healing.
In that cave is a screech. All right, so you guys are in pretty good shape, and you set off towards wherever this map is telling you to go, where this alleged Minderhall's Valley is. And you know Minderhall is an ancient, now defunct giant god, the first giant, the creator of all giants, the maker and the unmaker.
And the unmaker.
You know that somehow the hammer of Uskroth was tied into this. It had the symbol of Minderhall on it, and as Brander raised it above his head, he said something about the forge.
Forge of Minderhall.
The forge of Minderhall. Agrimash. Mm-hmm. I will strike it. But that's gone. That's as gone as Lork, that hammer. But now you make your way.
The difference, though, is that hammer was reliable.
Oh, man. My favorite meme so far is someone posted the original artwork of Lork and said, in quotes, "Don't leave town." And then at the bottom, leaves town.
Scumbag.
Leaves town. So you guys have decided to take a much-needed break into a little town, Shinnerman's Fortune. And in doing so, you had to kind of veer off the main path, but you were able to follow a stream with an overgrown footpath, which allowed you to make some better travel. Then you start to see, you hear in the distance, a baby crying. Some sort of like, and you look, and I don't know if I made this clear, actually, I'm pretty sure I didn't make this clear. The cottage wasn't being bombarded by boulders. It had already been bombarded by boulders. Mm. So there was a boulder sticking out of one side of the house, and like the roof is caved in, and you hear some sort of movement and the faint sound of an infant crying. That Joe forgot to bring with him today. You should have just brought Gwendolyn.
Yeah. Oh my god. I hear it every day.
Just put it right where the map goes. Some weird ritual.
Of course, the minute you want her to cry, I'm sure she's like,
she won't.
She'll just be smiling with glee.
In a small clearing,
It's a caracal.
In a small clearing a few hundred feet from the stream where you guys are, a wisp of smoke trickles from the chimney of a two-story stone cottage. Its front door has been bashed inward, its splintered panels hanging crookedly from a single hinge. Several large chips mar the exterior stonework, and a sizable hole has been torn in the thatched roof. Loud crashing noises come from within. So you guys see this cottage up in the distance. Boulder crushed into one side of it, the door just hanging on its hinges, and the roof.
Ooh. Oh, shit. What was that?
What was that, Joe? You guys are all mounted, and you see this. What do you do?
Willamette is going to immediately start riding quickly toward the house. He's like, there's a child in danger. And little known fact, Lexington has a soft spot for babies, for children.
For eating them?
So he hears the whimper from afar, and he starts to like, and like jolt a little bit. And Will controls him, but then he immediately starts to ride toward the house quickly.
Okay, so Willamette makes all haste.
Della is like, oh, shit, and then charges after to give Will some backup.
Baron Umlo Nestor?
Oh, Umlo's on the horse with me.
Oh, that's right.
I'll ride alongside Nestor behind them.
Okay, is anyone dismounting?
Nestor dismounts and pulls out his bow. Gets ready.
When we get within, 10 feet of the house or so, Della will hop off.
Okay. And I'm low as well, I'm assuming.
She just kind of kicks him off on the side and jumps off the
other. I don't know how to ride this thing.
I like it. Willamette in the vanguard.
Willamette rides up. Does it look like those are trees or bushes around the house?
These are bushes. They're all bushes around the house.
Okay, can I do a perception on the general area first, just to kind of see where there might be danger coming from? Obviously, boulders are flying in. I kind of want to see if I can see where
you don't see any
from.
Boulders flying in. Boulders already flew in, past tense.
Right, I understand. Okay. Obviously, boulders flew in.
Right.
See if I can see where they're coming from. 9.
20 for Della.
9, 20 for Della. Della, you're looking around. It looks like these boulders came from the east.
Does 26 get me anything special?
With a 26, if you look off in that direction, you discern the same thing as Della. You do not see any other creatures coming on the horizon.
Okay.
We hear creatures within.
You hear something crashing within and a baby crying.
And there's no voices or any kind of vocal utterances?
No, it's a stone building, so the sound is only coming through the sort of broken hinges of the door, and it's just like...
Don't be careful with those.
Troy started grabbing
I'm just trying to grab
objects.
Something and shake it.
Oh, they're clearly...
Sounds like a party.
They're taking out the recycling. Now's the time to strike.
All right, Willamette is going to, if nothing else changes, Willamette is going to continue doing a perimeter around the house.
Okay.
Wide. About a 15-foot berth between him and the house.
Are there windows?
See if there's
the
any
house?
Openings, any way he can see in to the house.
There is a window here.
Okay. Can I roll perception?
Sure.
Rolling perception into the window, 13.
So you look into the window 13 and you see like a wall. You see that it's like a bedroom, basically, okay. And it's in shambles. The roof looks like, the ceiling, it looks like a bedroom. And you can see that the house continues around the corner, but you can't see into the next room. And that is where the sound of the crashing is coming. You see things moving about. If you look up, would you roll for perception?
13.
13. So you look up and you see that the ceiling of the room is like partially collapsed and it's creating like a little, you could get to the second floor if you could climb up that hole. You know what I mean? Like the boulder crashed through and almost decimated the entire top floor.
So this is a two-floor house.
Two-story house.
Two-story house. Okay.
Della would like to listen at the door.
All right. So Della walks up to the door and listens in.
17.
17. You listen in and you just and you see like green skin moving back and forth. You see a large creature moving back and forth.
Della,
Wilmot's going to continue back around to regroup with the party.
Back
sees
around.
Della at the door.
Della will whisper what she's seen.
And I'm going to move up behind Della, bit to her right, and ready an action. If I see the creature, I'm going to take a shot.
All right.
The door is on its hinges, so it's not like you have to open it, but you've got to kick it down.
All right. Della is going to draw her whip.
Okay.
And she looks at, gives Nestor a nod.
Umlo is going to step up right next to Della.
Okay.
Della is going to, make a signal to the other. She's going to kick in the door and then let the range characters do their work.
All right. So, boom, kick in the door.
Boom.
Kicks it in.
Kick in the door.
Where's Baron in all of this?
Baron was going to see if it looked like he could climb up to that second floor that was mentioned, where the boulders are. Like, is it easily scalable?
So if Baron went around to the east side of the building, there's half of the wall has been crunched in by a large boulder that's wedged its way in. You can't get into the building that way, but you can see that's like half in the building, half out. You figure you could probably, it's 20 feet up. If you want to roll a climb check, you could get up there in 2 rounds. Or if you want to do it before that Della kicks down the door.
That's what I was going
to say. All right, yeah, so just roll a climb check.
Fail. 8.
All right, so you're trying to get up the boulder, and you're just like, shit, I can't do it.
I scrape my butt, and I follow back behind the rest of the party.
If you took your time, you might be able to get
right,
up there.
Right, but if they're
going to
kick the door,
All right, so Baron, you try to climb up there. Instead, you go back around Della. Boom, kicks in the door, and you guys see the body of a large creature. It's not quite a giant. Roll knowledge.
Local.
It might be local.
Local. To Philadelphia.
Local.
Local. If it's a...
Yeah, roll a knowledge local.
19.
Natural 20 for Willamette. 25.
22.
Willamette, you know a troll when you see one.
Oh, yeah.
A troll.
And just, boom, you kick it open.
It is a troll.
Roll for initiative.
We must roll for initiative.
Troll for initiative.
I know what to do.
Roll for initiative.
Oh, man, that sounded great.
Yeah.
All right, where are my over 20s?
29.
This club is 20 only. 20 above.
21.
29 for Nestor?
Yeah.
21 for Della.
Is that a natural 20?
Mm-hmm.
Son of a gun. What's your modifier there, Dells?
Plus 7.
Okay. And anybody above 15?
Umlo is 15.
Okay. Baron?
12.
Willamette?
13.
Very interesting. Nestor Coin.
And he's like, don't like trolls, not much. And I'm going to study the target, and I'm going to take a full attack with the deadly aim on.
All right, so you're shooting around a door, so what, does it just get cover?
No, I'm supposed to be behind Della.
Oh, you're behind Della.
To her right, like I'm...
Oh, up here.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so it's going to get a little bonus to a sight seed.
All right, well, I roll a 28, so...
28 hits?
Right past Della.
Della's just
12 damage. Awful.
Okay.
Second attack. 15.
15 misses. 91. So you're good. See, Nestor he's course corrected. All right, Della.
Della's gonna take a 5-foot step back.
5-foot step back.
Spell combat, spell strike with the whip.
Oh, jeepers. You had the whip drawn.
I had the whip drawn, and that was when we burst in.
All right, so you draw the whip, spell combat, spell strike, through the door.
Frigid touch. That's a 14 to hit.
That is a miss.
And is that it?
What else can I do? That's a full round action.
Oh, that's it? Yeah. I thought there was going to be like another action in there. Okay.
Yeah, I thought you can attack twice, can't you? Can you just attack with the whip now?
I
thought the whole spell combat thing was you attack
right.
twice.
Yeah, that's what I was
like. All right, so now
I feel like there was more to that.
I know, I'm just going to attack with the whip. Miss.
All right. You hit...
The whip is still charged.
You hit Willamette.
Right. roll a D100.
It's melee.
All right. The troll... what is the troll going to do?
How did it get in there?
It's an excellent question. The troll.
It looks comically large.
The doorway is 5 feet wide. The thing.
He probably got in before the second boulder. I have no idea.
He went in limb by limb?
Yeah, well, you can imagine maybe he got through the door and, like, just he had time to get in there.
Well, they do regenerate, so maybe he, like, ripped off his limbs and threw them through the door.
Dislocated both back. Shoulders.
Yeah.
All right, so from where he's standing here, he is going to do an attack at Umlo. Umlo will get partial cover. First attack is a bite. 22 on old Umlo.
That's a hit.
All right, so he bites through the door, bites Umlo for 9 points of damage, then goes to claw Umlo, 18.
Miss.
And 16. So miss, both miss. Claws miss. And it is now Umlo's turn. So it's just trying to, like, reaching outside the door. And then it's going to move to the side.
So now Umlo can't see it at all?
Nope.
Okay, Umlo is going to move immediately into the room.
Okay.
And to the back corner of the room to separate himself 10 feet away. He's going to provoke an attack of opportunity.
Yep. So that he will try another bite.
But hold on. Before you say what it is, he is going to enact combat expertise to increase his AC.
I think we might need a drop for combat expertise.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Nerd Skeet's got some explaining to do. It is time for nerding.
Combat expertise. Do you know it, Skid?
No, I've never used it.
None of us have it in the party, but he does. And basically, it's a low-level feat that you take, which is actually a starter feat for a lot of other feats in a really neat combat tree. But basically, what it does is it allows you to switch your attack bonus into your AC round by round.
That is cool.
So you can lower your two hit and increase your AC, a dodge bonus to your AC. And I believe at this high level, I believe you can decrease your two hit by two to increase your AC by three or maybe four, something like that.
What makes combat expertise different from fighting defensively?
Nothing really, except that, you know what, I'm not sure. I mean, I think the fighting defensively is -4 to hit for fighting defensively.
Ah, okay.
From +2 bonus, I believe.
It would be -2. If your base attack bonus is over +4,
yeah.
Below +8.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can, the penalty increases by -1 and your dodge bonus increases by +1.
Okay.
So you get -2, +2.
That's combat expertise or that's fighting?
That's combat expertise. -2, +2. I'm going to buff his AC and take a -2 to hit, which isn't really great because he's got a lot of strength damage. But he's just trying to be defensive right now.
The bite as you ran into the room because you can't move around a corner was an 18.
Okay, so that's a miss.
Miss.
So cling off the dragon nail armor, and he's going to shove his spear at it. And that's an 18 to hit. I'm sorry. That is a 20 to hit.
Yeah,
I worked it. And that does 11 points of damage.
Oh,
nice.
Boy. All right.
And that's giant subtype, too.
That is the giant subtype.
Nope, then it's a lot more than that.
Yeah.
It's another 7 points of damage
nice.
On top.
Man.
This Umlo is going to do very well against giants until I inevitably kill him. All right. Sir Will.
Sir Willamette is going to be like, the child! And he's going to dismount Lexington and say, stay, Lexington. And he'll do a ride check to dismount as a free action. And he fails. So it's just a move action. And he will move 15 feet closer to the door.
This is Willamette.
Yeah.
So he moves right up in front of the door.
Yeah, he's right in front of the door.
Okay. Baron. It's a tough one for Baron. He's got a gun, close quarters. You've got to imagine this, too, for you people listening at home. The building itself is only 20 feet wide and 25 feet long, but because of the bedroom, this small living room, we'll say, that they're in, is 15 feet long and 20 feet wide. It's very close quarters, and the troll takes up almost half of the room.
Baron's blocked by Willamette of moving into the room, right? Even if you could move through a friendly square.
You can move through a friendly square.
Yeah, you can move through
a friendly square. You just can't stay in that square.
Got it. Could I stand adjacent to Willamette and be able to see the giant from that corner?
Yeah, it's going to, you know, you're shooting it's going to get some bonuses, but to its AC.
Okay, I will do that. Della is there.
I'm sorry, no, I just put Della. I thought that was you. I don't know why. So, all right, so you stand to the right of Willamette.
He's going to fire through the door.
Yep, what are his bonuses?
Well, it's partial cover, and you're shooting...
It's double partial cover, because it's through the door and through Willamette. So it's plus four.
Plus four to its AC.
Got it. Okay, I'm going to shoot at him. Ooh, that is a 25
to hit. That's a hit.
That is 15 points of damage. Second shot. I'm not going to rapid shot to keep my...
two hit higher?
Yep. And that is a 15 against touch AC.
15 against touch AC misses.
Okay.
Wow.
Roll a D100. You
roll
fucker.
Roll a D100.
Always got to be shooting your guns.
Man. Oh, man. That could, you just...
90.
Oh,
nine.
Oh,
99. 99 out of 100.
That would have been a bullet in Willamette's head.
Wow. I say if you roll a natural 100 on the D100, the attack hits.
That should be a little added bonus.
It bounces, bounces off something.
I like that.
Let's think about stuff like that. I think that there's something in there.
Yeah.
Classic response. I like that. We'll think about it.
We'll take this. I try not to make decisions in the moment.
I try not to make decisions.
Yeah. All right. Off in the distance, you hear this tiny little creature comes up and attacks Lexington.
Oh, you're such
what
an ass.
What the fuck is this thing?
It just comes out of nowhere, and I'll show you a picture of it.
You're such an ass. I love that from Joe.
It's this tiny little ferocious-looking creature comes running up Whoa. Out of nowhere Whoa. And attacks Whoa. Lexington.
It's like some sort of cat.
Yeah,
yeah, it looks kind of like a
big cat.
Messed up bobcat thing.
It has eight legs, and it comes flying at Lexington and goes to bite Lexington. 28.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Hits Lexington for 11 points of damage and attempts to grab Lexington. 30-something.
And it's a small creature?
It's a small creature. It can grapple up to one size larger than itself. What don't you like about it, Joe? You're very upset.
You're just going
to
kill Lexington. Like, it's just so ridiculous.
Well, you're the one that dismounted him. You knew the cost of dismounting Lexington.
So you knew that eight-legged cat was out there.
It's just, you knew what she would do.
This creature was going to attack whoever was left behind.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
In the party.
Yep.
It is just grabbed onto him and is holding it with all eight of its legs. And you guys better...
We're going to have a poll up later to see if Joe hates this ruling more than Skid hates the missed arrow rule.
Well, the rule that I hate was just made up by some guy.
All right.
I made it up.
It's not even real.
All right, Nestor.
I've been thinking, I wish I could think of opportunities to get into stealth so I can get my sneak attack. But like, I just... That just doesn't ever seem to be any.
Trees? Oh, yeah, you can't get in position.
I can't. Right? Can the troll see me from where he is right now, since he went into the house?
Well, can't you roll stealth to hide behind one of your allies?
No, only if they're a size larger than me.
Yeah. Well, there's a bush right there. You could 5 foot step.
Can the troll see me right now, though? Because otherwise, I have a minus 10 to my roll.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I mean, yeah, he can see you. But if you take a 5 foot step, you can stealth behind the bush.
No. But it'd be a minus 10. So, because it can see me. All right, so I'm going to take I'm going to say, what the fuck is that thing? That cat. The Octomeow or whatever it is.
Octomeow.
And I'm going to take a 5 foot step and take a couple of shots at that thing. Oh, wait, no. I still have a shot in the troll, right?
Yeah, you do.
All right, and then I'm just going to stay where I am and just keep shooting the troll. 19. No, 20 to hit.
20 hits? Well, no, because it's got the cover, so it misses.
Oh.
But it doesn't hurt anybody.
All right, and... fuck this. 25.
25 hits?
All right.
There we go.
Yeah.
Old Jota.
17 damage.
Old Jota. How much skin?
17. Oh, wait, no. Hold on. Hold on a second. I left the sneak attack on. Again, it is 15 damage.
15 damage. All right. It is Della's turn.
Della's going to take a 5-foot step over and use the whip, which is still charged with frigid touch, on the 8-legged thing.
Ah, okay, so you're going to move closer to Lexington.
No. They're grappled, aren't they?
They are, but, you know.
It's a melee attack. It's...
Yeah. By the rules, you can attack someone that's in melee, but you're... This creature is blocking you. Do you know what I mean?
It's not.
Why not?
Well, because this idea of them being in that position is not exactly accurate. It's like if they are grappled, they're together. They're basically in the same, you know, not occupying the same space necessarily, but like you wouldn't call it cover.
They're one mass.
Yeah. No, you got to get a clear shot on it. That doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? It's a smaller creature and a larger creature. I understand what you're saying, but she doesn't... You can't. You would never be able to melee attack a creature that's being blocked by another creature.
How is it being blocked? It's grappled, right? It's on the creature.
And I'm, like, whipping at it from the side.
Yeah. You know, it's like
I
how...
I can hit anything from 15 feet away with a whip. So it's not... I don't have to, like... I don't have to, like, go a straight line.
Are you just saying the thing is so small that on the other side... It's on the other side of Lexington and she can't see it?
I see what you mean. So... If you want to hit that with a whip, go for it. It's going to be a -2.
Okay, well, I'm going to give it a -4 because I'm going to spell combat.
Okay.
It misses.
No!
Still charge, and then, yeah, I'm going to let the spell dispel, and I'm going to cast Magic Missile, hit the troll.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
You don't have to see the troll?
I could see the troll through the doorway. It doesn't, it's not, I don't, it's not, it's the same thing. All right, it always hits.
Yeah, but you have to like see it. You're like shooting it around the corner.
There's a lot of around the corner.
11 points of damage.
All right. 11 points of damage. It is now the troll's turn. Let's see. I guess it's got to go after old Umlo there. That's the guy that came in. So, it'll step up. And do 3 attacks on Umlo. First attack, bite, 27 to hit. Just bites Umlo for 9 points of damage. First claw, 27 to hit, does 12 points of damage. If this claw hits, we're going to Ren Town. Joe, do you want to go to Ren Town?
Your rolls are amazing. Have you rolled lower than 15?
It's funny how we can't see them.
We're going to Ren Town.
Oh, my God.
29 to hit on the last claw.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be another 9 points of damage. And then Rend. All
weren't
right,
we
so,
just talking today about who would take the steel hand when someone died?
Bite. Ha, claw. Ha, claw.
Hold on
two
a
natural
second.
Attacks
hold
hits,
on a second.
And now it rends.
The troll never rolled a will save against his armor. Is it anything with a giant subtype?
Right.
Or is it only
giant? It's anything with giant subtype, right?
I believe it's something for the scale mail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any creature with a giant subtype must succeed at a DC 16 will save or take a -4 penalty on attack rolls and saving throws for 1d4 rounds. Okay. These are all still going to hit. I rolled 17, 18, 19. And they all had +10 to attack. So they're
all
going
to roll.
But I'm still going to roll the will save just for the rest of the,
if it's
the combat. I think that's going to be a fail. It's will?
Will.
Yep, fail.
Nice.
So it's sickened for 1d4 rounds.
Sickened for 1d4 rounds. It is sickened for 3 rounds.
Nice. Right.
Good.
And I will put that on there. But in the meantime, the rend does maximum rend damage. Another 16 points of damage. Unconscious, right?
Unconscious.
Umlo. Oh,
Jesus.
Out.
Oh, man.
But he is sickened. It's that energy drain, that con, that -4 con. He's in such a weakened state. And now it's almost turning.
Did that include did that Ren damage include the -2 for the sickened? Actually, each damage roll should have been -2.
Oh, because
each damage roll is -2.
All right, so heal him 2, 4, 6, 8 hit points.
Heal him 8 hit points.
Bite, claw, claw, rent.
Yep, he's still down.
Okay. Wow.
Yikes.
Wow.
I think he was permanently dead. Yeah. Pretty sure he was.
Oh, so it had...
Because I don't really know. You know, we just have this sheet that we've been passing around week to week, and there's shit all over it, and I don't know
and
what...
And he still has the constitution drain.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what his con really is.
Does he also have...
I know what his con is.
Okay.
Are you
tell me what his con is.
Are you guys adding the... Does he have defensive training +4? Dwarven racial trait? He should have +4 AC, by the way.
+4 AC would give him a 25 AC.
So okay, it wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah, all the 17, 18, 19, 27, 28, 29, they would have all hit. But his con score right now is a 10.
Oh, okay. That's what I have here. So that's still accurate.
Okay, yes.
Oh, yeah, he would have been dead, right?
So if he hadn't have been sickened, that extra 8 hit points would have killed Umlo outright.
No, he would have been a -9.
Oh, okay.
So if he didn't stabilize, dead.
Yes.
Right. On his turn. Well, it's his turn now. Roll to stabilize.
His turn. Roll to stabilize.
Does he have Die Hard?
That's right. He does have Die Hard, right? Doesn't that family trait?
She had it.
He doesn't have Die Hard.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, he does not have Die Hard.
He's got a lot of things. He's got Hardy, Cleave, Hatred.
He's just a cook.
Power Attack, Singleton.
Done.
Stabilized.
Nice. Stabilized.
Man, I wasn't ready for Umlo to die this early. Yeah, I mean, passed around to Matt and Grant. Yeah.
I like how he's like, I'm not a fighter, I'm just a cook, and he has literally has combat expertise.
Yeah, I know. Well, he's very self-deprecating.
He's like, really? I'm not a great cook or a fighter. I'm no expertise. It's going to be Willamette's turn.
Okay. Willamette was going to try to charge into the house for the child, but then this thing stepped up. And
you hear, by the way, howling that you recognize as Lexington in pain.
Yeah. So he's going to turn around, see Lexington, see what happened to Umlo. And he's going like, lay on hands, Umlo, or run to Lexington's defense. Lay on hands, Umlo, or run to Lexington's defense. Why would I know he's stabilized? God, these are hard decisions. I am going to lay on hands, Umlo.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Ooh, well.
12 points of healing.
Nice.
Oh, Umlo. Nice.
Vroom, 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 vroom.
Certainly could mean Umlo's death now that he comes to life.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, that could end up killing him.
Well, he's, you know, I don't know.
Right.
Just doing it.
The troll probably thinks it's dead. It's not going to keep
him. So if you want, that might provoke from the troll. I'm just kind of on.
Like, reaching through the door.
I just sort of grabbed his foot. You know what I mean?
No, like, that's fine. If you had to move to get into the room, then I would have.
Okay.
But, you know, that's fine.
All right. Well, then, this will provoke because now I'm going to move full speed to be right next to Lexington.
Down to, and that's going to provoke. Natural 20.
Wait, is he releasing the grapple?
That means my last four rolls. Joe's leaving. 17, 18, 19, 20 were my last four rolls. Maybe you don't want to move him just yet. Here is to confirm. Oh. 19.
Does not confirm.
Okay. All
right. So it's going to be 15 points of damage to Willamette.
Jesus Christ.
My God. Come on.
Oh, fuck.
It's just,
it's just
how well he rolls. It's insane. 17, 18,
19, actually, 20. You haven't really rolled this well in a while.
I was due. It's certainly making this... Man, this thing that's on Lexington right now, I will tell you right now, is an incredibly dangerous creature.
Well, like I said, it's really cool that you just really are so dedicated to killing my animal companion at every possible chance.
I know what you want to protect.
You even make up whole crazy creatures, an eight-legged cat that comes running out of the fucking... And that is exactly the kind of monster you would make up.
Yeah, an eight-legged cat.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's a hand-drawn paw.
Its name is Loki.
Don't speak about Loki like that!
It's in the book, I swear, it's in the book.
Keep my cat's name out of your mouth.
I don't even know his turn. It's Baron.
Oh boy. Baron, somewhere in like the heavens, hears his controllers just arguing at each other about an eight-legged cat, and he realizes the real danger ahead of him is this troll, so he is going to fire at him 3 times. He's gonna eschew any type of bonus from only shooting twice, and he 19 against touch AC.
Hit.
15 points of damage. Second attack.
Nice.
Hit. 15 damage. Third attack. Up close and deadly. And that is a misfire.
It's been a while.
Oh, no. Now, in this case, I'm not going to say that the miss could hit Umlo because it would not make any
sense.
He's
down on the ground with a gun to, like,
around the corner.
The bullet.
Well, he's not. The thing is, he's
not. This is Adela's whip. It can't just go around.
There could be a magic bullet.
But he's not. Yeah, back and to the left.
If Lork were firing it and it were an arrow, maybe.
Yeah, right.
But no, I mean, the thing is Umlo is not threatening. Or is he threatening?
I'm just ruling it that in this case it wouldn't make sense for the bullet.
Okay.
He already misfired. So
he's behind the wall.
Did you roll a 1?
No, a 3.
Okay.
Can I take a 5-foot step back?
You tell me.
after a full round action, I think I can.
You
can
yes,
that's the only can. Thing you can do.
Yes, yeah. I will do that.
All right, so you're going to back up so the troll does not go to attack you, as it were. Round three. It is time for the Orm Vorax to attack. Because Lexington is grappled, I mean, this is really bad. It can do this ability called Rake. It means it gets four attacks at a plus 18 on the creature that it grappled.
This is fucking brutal.
Yeah.
Wait, four why would attacks. You kill Lexington? It is such a terrible 18. Decision. Fuck your wolf. Rule number one, hit. Rule number two.
He loves children.
Hit. Rule number three. I mean, what's his AC?
23.
Oh, the second roll missed. Roll three, hit. Roll four, hit. So three rolls out of four. It raked. So the claws just went, and only one of them missed.
My cat did that to a dog once. It's terrible.
Lexington, no! That's seven damage. Nine damage. Seven damage.
Seven damage. Nine damage. So 23 points of damage.
Yep.
I'm.
Your wolf has DR though, right?
No. So he's unconscious and dying.
Lexington, unconscious is and dying. And you see this little creature that's just about, you know, it's I guess it's your size on the board, but I don't think if it's actually your size. I don't know. I'd have to look it up. And it is bloodthirsty. It may spend its next round continuing to do that to Lexington.
Yeah, I'm sure it will because you're controlling it.
Hey, you know what?
I just want to know.
Twisted bastard.
This is the first time I've ever kind of agreed with Troy, or just curious. I don't agree with him on killing Lexington, obviously. This is crazy.
You have no heart, Grant.
No.
Soulless.
I just want to know how this magical wolf has a higher AC than I do.
Because he's wearing armor. He's wearing heavy armor.
Okay.
Yeah, wolf barding.
Remember the armored wolf you saw outside of the killing grounds?
Yeah, when this thing is trying to tink around its armor. He has very high dex, and very high armor.
What's his hit points at now, and where is he from permadeath?
He's at -8 and he has 15 con.
Oh man, wow. So if all four attacks had hit, it's a maximum of 11 damage. If that second attack had hit, it could have killed him outright.
Yes. So the armor saved one attack. It kink off the steel.
This creature has not even been attacked once.
It has. I missed
it. It has
twice.
Not been hit. And it's ferocious. And it is Nestor's Toyn. Nestor's Toyn.
He's a little alarmed at the sight of what happened to the fucking wolf, but he's like, he really doesn't not know he's a troll, and it's, you know, get a better chance to hit. I'm going to continue to attack the troll. That's a hit. And 13 damage.
Well, Umlo's gonna live because Nestor just killed the troll.
Nice.
Whoa!
Nice.
Softened up by Baron and killed by Nestor Coin.
Nice. And then I will direct my second attack at the cat thing. 25 Ooh. To hit.
Ooh, that's gonna be a miss.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's just in terms of you're shooting through three or four different people. But
oh wait, well I can't see the board where I am. Can I move and get a clear shot? Can I get a 5-foot step?
No, there's no clear shot because Willamette and Lexington are right there.
Well, then I won't take... If the shot's that impossible, I wouldn't have taken it.
Okay.
So I'm just going to move into just move around so I can get like a clear shot next round.
Okay, so you want to like come around this way?
Yeah, yeah.
How many feet can you move?
20.
Okay, we'll get you over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to give you a clear shot.
Okay.
All right. Della.
Della is going to spell combat spell strike, shocking grasp, with the whip.
With the whip.
All right.
Joe is flipping me off. Killing his wolf. Flipping me off. Killing his wolf.
He loves God. He loves the wolf.
The only person in this party worth saving is Lexington.
First attack, actually, the spell attack misses. Now with the whip. I'm using a different die now. I'm going to just stop rolling dice.
Fumble?
No, it's a 5, but it misses.
Oh, man, Della!
Della! You know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. Infernal healing.
Yeah.
It's slowly eaten away at your focus on what's important.
This is the reality of the situation here. If it goes after Lexington next round, Lexington is 100% dead. But its other target right now is Willamette. Now, you're going to get an attack in, but this thing is really, really tough. So I'm just letting you guys know what the situation is here. I did not think, I thought the troll was going to present the greatest problem here, but you guys handled it. I thought you'd get in the room and it'd be like really close quarters and the troll would just be biting and clawing and rending. Umlo was the hero of that battle, and luckily Nestor and Baron saved him. But now you've got a situation where Lexington is dying and Willamette could take the next brunt of this attack. This thing that's doing plus 18, plus 18, plus 18, plus 18, four attacks with grab. It is Umlo's turn. He's unconscious.
No, he's not.
No, he's
up. Stands up and moves in as far as he can go.
Into the building?
Yeah, into the building. He sees the troll fall. He scrambles back up. He's got 11 hit points, so he's better, and he's looking for the child.
Roll a perception check.
What a hero.
Yeah. A hero who's not particularly fond of wolves.
23. So
yeah, I was thinking that, but I was like, that would just be me pulling him out there because there's no way he sees that thing.
You hear now the sounds of the crying are much, much louder. Clearly, this troll was trying to reach this baby, which is precariously on a broken ledge in a basket on what's left of the second floor.
And I attack it with a spear. Yeah.
Okay. It's an automatic hit. AC 5.
What's his touch AC? Okay.
And so the troll was probably trying to eat it. And you also see what has to be the remains of two dead bodies.
Oh, no.
Completely ripped apart. And it's something that, you know, Willamette didn't quite see through the fog.
Why didn't we give this baby to a Wigger?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Well, you know who has had a lot of success with orphan babies? Is Lork.
Oh, yeah. Good thing Lork is in here. That baby had no chance.
So many. Oh, no.
Lork is going to be like, I'd like to climb up there and save the baby. Sure. Oh, ceiling collapse. You killed the baby. And you broke your leg. All right. Sir Will.
Sir Will is going to scream, tears in his eyes, and try to rip this thing off of Lexington. Whether it's a way that he can put himself between it and Lexington, jam his gauntleted hand in between them, pull claws back. I don't know what you want me to do. I mean, it's just probably just a CMB check. But
you
want like,
to attack it, or you want to like try and...
No, I'm not going to swing a sword at my wolf if it's small and attached to the wolf.
You're just going to try to grapple it.
I'm going to try to rip it off.
Okay. So that would be a grapple check.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Roll a wisdom check.
25. No, I'm sorry. 15.
This thing with the eight legs just... You wouldn't even know where to begin.
The torso.
Like, you just don't even think it would be humanly possible.
All right, then I will lay on hands Lexington.
Lay on hands Lexington.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to heal Lexington. 9 points of healing.
Still unconscious?
No. Conscious.
Baron Hart.
Oh, boy.
I can't shoot at it. And I mean, I can double move to be in position to try next round.
Well, you can get within 20 feet, take one shot.
I can shoot between those two? I thought you didn't let Nestor shoot through there earlier.
It's a bonus to its AC.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the bonus?
You're shooting a touch AC.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to get a plus
touch
two.
AC on
plus
a two. Touch AC on a small creature. I don't want to miss and kill someone.
Right, no, I understand.
But I'll shoot at it.
You do have a bottle
cap. I mean, I don't want to.
You do have a bottle cap.
Yeah, but am I going to spout it on a wolf? I mean, come on.
Wow.
He says that aloud. Like, I know I could hit this, but a wolf?
I mean, we know he's going to come back riding an eight-legged cat. He's going to tame this creature and ride it into battle after
And you...
Loki?
You misfire.
Oh, right. You're right. I can't... okay, so let me look at quick clear real quick.
You did get a grit point back.
No, it's not about that. I grip point's fine. Yeah, I have to. I can't move and do it. I have to. I can spend a grip point to clear my gun as a move action. So I can't shoot from where I am. I'd be shooting against regular AC with the bonus, and I'd be outside of my first range increment.
Oh boy!
So I can't. I can. I'm gonna clear my gun, which is going to be. Did I reduce that troll below zero? Okay, I'm going to clear my gun as a standard action and move into position where you have me.
Okay. Ah, the misfire. The dreaded misfire. What's your misfire chance now? 1 to 3 on a die?
No, it's 1 to 2, but when I use alchemical cartridges, it increases to 4.
Speaking of 4, round 4. The Orm Vorax.
Oh, boy.
Releases the grapple on Lexington as a free action and does 4 attacks on Sir Willamette.
Oh, man.
Attack number 1. Claw. Natural 1.
Oh!
There you go. Now, that's the power of good.
See? Jim thought it was good.
Oh, man. Let me roll the confirm.
But he's not going to fumble.
No fumble. But yeah. Attack. I mean, that's the best case scenario is an unconfirmed fumble. All right. That's going to be a 30, followed by a natty 19, followed by a 24.
I'm sorry.
So just tell me if the 24 hits.
It gets to make a grapple check.
Nope, it released the grapple.
It released the grapple.
Free action.
And is just attacking 4 times, not grappling me.
Well, I bet if it hits, it gets a free attempt to...
Right. If it hits, it gets a free attempt to grapple. It's going to try to do it on the last one.
Okay, got it.
So if the
there's no real difference between it grappling you and attacking 4 times and it not grappling you and attacking 4 times.
The difference is if I clawed first and hit and attempt to grapple there and succeed, the remaining attacks get a -2.
Got it.
But the risk you take is waiting for a later grapple so you get that bonus to hit. You may miss on the last claw, and then you don't get the free attack to grab.
Okay.
So does 24 hit?
Yes.
All right, so it's going to be 3 hits, and because the 24 hit, that was the one he was going to try and grab on. So the damage to Sir Willamette is going to be 6 points of damage for the first claw, 8 points of damage, and then 7 points of damage. And then he attempts to grab... My God, this thing hasn't even been hit yet. I don't know what is going on. Oh, 22 to grab.
I think that's a grab. Let me just look because he's a small creature. Did you say 21? Yeah.
22.
22, that's a grab.
Sir Willman is grabbed. How are we sitting on hit points there, Sir Will?
I have 34 hit points with 3 non-lethal damage.
Oh, my God. It is Nestor's turn.
All right. So I'm going to get a 5-foot step and get a clear shot.
Absolutely.
Okay. Then I'm going to do that. Steady target, deadly aim. No sneak attack. 22 to hit.
22 misses.
Miss. 2 misses.
Oh my God, this thing is unhittable. I mean, the way we're rolling.
And you're okay. It did not, luckily, a shocking arrow didn't go into the body of Lexington.
I do not recognize that rule.
Let the chamber know that.
Let the record show.
Let the record show. All right, Della.
I'm going to hit him with spell combat, try with the whip, and then we'll see what happens.
This has worked well so far.
Come on, Della. Well, hit it.
I know.
Hit it!
I'm trying. Oh, 15. No.
Jesus. To hit?
Yes.
No.
Oh my God, no.
I haven't rolled anything above an 8 this entire combat. Okay.
Sucks.
Magic missile.
All right, magic missile.
Because I don't have to roll for.
That hits. Right.
4 damage.
10 damage.
All right, how many missiles?
Nine.
Just
9.
3.
Damage. 3 damage. Just boom, 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 boom. Yeah. 9 damage. It looks at you.
Yes, kill Della. Yes.
Della adds for effect.
He did the nani 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 hand gesture.
So childish.
Visual humor.
Umlo.
Okay, Umlo.
Joe's Umlo.
Is there any way to get to the child, or is there a way upstairs?
The stairs have been crashed through, so you've got to climb up there. It's very precarious. You don't think? I mean, she hasn't fallen yet, but she could fall at any moment.
Is there anything? No, that's just silly.
You would know. Umlo would know that Della has.
Could I move some? Like, could I move the a board or whatever is precarious and just push it with my spear and knock the baby off?
Just throw
and catch the baby.
Throw rocks at it.
I'll allow it.
Umlo would also know that Della has telekinetic ability.
I'm throwing rocks at that idea.
This baby could fall this second. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's going to get it right now.
So you're going to try and catch it. Yeah, sure. So you can knock it off. But I'm going to make you roll to catch it. And if you miss, the baby is going to drop and split its head open.
Oh, my God.
And Umlo would know that Della has telekinetic ability.
Umlo is very... The baby could just fall. Why is he going to be like, well, I'll just wait till after the combat?
No, you could get under it, and if it falls, you could try to catch it and then call to Della.
Everybody is screaming outside. He can't just stand in here for an inordinate number of rounds.
We know there's a baby.
Oh, God.
She's 10 feet from the door. You see her.
He is extremely confident that he'll be able to catch a baby with no interruptions that is 6 feet over his head.
You're rolling for it.
Roll to catch the baby.
Roll to catch the baby.
This baby could be the next Hitler. I don't know if we should.
Natural 19.
You catch the baby.
Right. Who needs telepathic abilities?
All right.
And you know what?
Telekinetic.
Bottle cap.
Yeah!
Because right. I was literally going to kill that baby had you rolled too low for it. I was going to give you a CMB. So I'll give you a bottle
so
for that.
All of a sudden, Numlo, boom,
catches
like
the baby.
A heroic fireman.
Yeah. Do
the baby in his arm.
Spikes it like a football.
Sorry, old habits. I played college ball.
Okay.
All right, that is Umlo's turn, Sir Will.
Sir Willamette. He already knows there's no point in trying anything. Troy told him as much. There's no point in trying. Just die.
There's no point in trying to rip this creature off, but you can't rip it off. But you could attack the creature.
No, I can't. So you need a light, one-handed weapon, which I do not have.
Why?
It's not grappled.
Because it's grappled you.
It's grappled
me.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's grappled.
I'm grappled. So,
God.
So I am going to say, Sheriff, help me! And lay on hands myself. I'm going to lay hands on myself.
Wait a minute. Not the time nor place.
Okay. Six healing. The nice thing is that immediately heals the three non-lethal as well.
Yeah.
That's great. Where'd you get the three non-lethal from?
It's an ability that I've mentioned before called Resolute that I think it's a cavalier ability, and it allows me to, every single time I take damage, I take 1 point off the top and make it non-lethal.
Mm.
So in those three attacks, I took one less everything you told me, and each one was non-lethal.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
So now when I heal these other hit points, I automatically heal those three too.
That's cool. Yeah. You did tell me about that. This cavalier's got a lot of cool abilities. All right. Baron
says, Will, I'm going to try to save your Lexington, but I got to tell you, the first thing I shot with the gun was a dog. So I got to be careful not to miss, buddy.
No. It's on me. So he's turning the creature, like, kind of to you, looking at you desperately, and is like,
oh,
I trust
know.
You.
I know, but if I miss, there's still a chance. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't want you to be angry at me for accidentally
killing
your dog.
Lexington's laying on the
ground. I've asked you before. Do you have precise shot?
I do have precise
shot. Okay, so you're good.
Actually, I'm short, but...
Roll away. Three bullets.
That's a hit.
All right.
That is 12 points of damage.
Okay.
How scary is this? Will is holding this creature in a bullet, just like...
Right into it. I can very clearly picture this thing.
But, I mean, he's desperate. Anything.
This thing is for... I'm trying to think of a movie image of a creature that's like this.
Aliens.
It's like a face hugger. It's a large face hugger.
You know, but it's a cat. It's kind of like this gremlin-y cat situation.
Like a real cat.
Very
that's what
strong.
I imagine.
I mean,
horrifying.
This
clawing
small
your
creature,
eyes
the muscles rippling over its yellow fur. It's very, very strong for its size.
All right, buddy. I brought a gun to do a surgery, but let's see how round two goes. That is a 18 against touch.
You're good.
Nice.
That is 11 points of damage.
And I mean, this is what I see. I see just Willamette trying to keep him facing
he's
Baron.
Got his he's got his helm on, and the sweat inside is just like... each bullet hits.
Do you assume Lexington's dead at this point, or are you laid on hands?
No, I laid on hands.
Okay. You know he's okay.
This is just nuts. Like, how super heroic it would be to shoot a writhing eight-legged cat instead of Willamette. Oh, man.
And then aim up. I'm seeing it in slow motion. The gun rises. Last shot.
All right,
slowly aiming.
I have one eye closed, which I never do because I'm normally confident. I don't want to kill the wolf. I don't want to shoot Willamette.
And you put your other hand on it.
I say, I never miss. And I roll a hit. Oh, no, maybe not. Plus 10 against touch AC.
No.
Oh, it's
no.
A miss.
I miss, actually. I lied.
Roll a D100.
No. Oh, no.
Oh, no. No! Oh,
come on.
81.
Oh, I saw the one and I thought, oh, my God.
Round, I want to say five. It is the Orym Vorax's turn.
Orm Vorax.
Orm Vorax. I mean, he is still grappling Will, so he's going to rake Will four times.
Okay.
Attack one, hit.
Resolute.
Attack two, hit. Attack three, hit. Attack four, hit. Four hits with this rake ability. 8 points of damage, 9 points of damage, 7 points of damage, and 8 points of damage!
Jesus.
Joe is shaking.
Oh my god. Oh, just brutal. So he's down to 12 hit points with four non-lethal.
What is his max hit points?
70.
70! And he's down to 12. This thing is just...
He started this combat after our rest at 67. Oh, he's down to 12.
Wow.
The rake ability, I'd never heard it before, but it's often you get two claw attacks. This particular creature gets all four of its claw attacks while it's grappling.
Troy, can I make a suggestion? I actually think it should have eight, because you said it had eight legs, so why not...
It's yeah. true.
Why not just murder us?
Holding on with four and raking with the other four.
I see.
It's like shoving people into a wood chipper.
You know what? I completely forgot that the lay on hands for me is a swift action, so I totally could have tried to break the grapple.
Oh.
Ah. Probably wouldn't have. And it's also Nesta's turn.
Nesta! Right.
So Nesta takes another passport step, get a little bit more clear, pulls another arrow out of his
please don't
quiver,
miss.
And looks at this thing and says, "Bugger off, you fucking pussy."
That's a hit, baby.
And
he's rolling the neon green D20.
That is roll the 19 on the die. 15 damage.
All right.
Oh, now we're getting there.
Now starting to chip away at this thing.
Another natural 19.
Oh, nice.
16 damage.
All right. 31 points of damage altogether. And Skid didn't kill me for missing and rolling a D100. That's the best part of this. All right, Della, what are you thinking?
Della,
the whip's been pretty good. You want to stick with the whip?
No.
Want to ghost ride the whip?
Della's going to do something I've never tried before. So let's see if this works.
This is a great time for that.
Joe, it's already shaking.
Seeing how much damage.
She's going to faint.
Seeing how much.
Check.
When in doubt. Seeing how much damage Will has taken and how ineffective she's been, Della's going to begin dancing and use her bardic performance to fascinate the cat.
Ooh.
All right.
Interesting.
All right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Right. I'm not going to give you a bottle cap, but all right.
This would be so weird to see. It's like, just, man, nothing's working. And just like, man, man, to start dancing.
So basically, you get to roll.
Della, put your top back on.
So if you get a saving throw, which doesn't have a very high DC because I'm only a first level bard, but if you fail, the creature sits quietly and observes the performance for as long as the bard continues to maintain it.
There's a part of me that hopes I fail. That would be hilarious.
It's a DC 12.
DC 12, what save?
Will
save? All right. If I roll a five, I'm going to roll in front of you. A four or lower. And I fail. Seven.
Oh,
it looks like a one for a second. Oh. Just looks. And then goes back to eating Will. Umlo, baby in hands.
Okay.
Strangles it. Like a British nanny.
Umlo is going to gently set the baby in the human remains.
Oh,
and then run out of the house.
Stay with your parents. I'll be right back.
No, but he is going to find a soft spot to set the baby down and then run outside.
Maybe her father's soft skull.
Oh, God. Gruesome, but he's going to set the baby down.
Okay.
He doesn't believe there's any danger here. The danger is outside, and then he's going to run outside.
Okay. Like double move?
Well, was that an action to drop?
So he gets to there. So he's right behind Baron. Baron's still at the entrance to the building. You run past the dead troll, leave the baby with, presumably, its mutilated parents. And it is Sir Will's turn.
Sir Willamette!
Thanks to Nestor, and thanks to Della with the magic missile, and Baron with the gun. This thing has taken some hits. Lexington is safe, but you are in bad shape.
Bad, bad shape. Okay. I mean, not sure what else I'm going to do. I'm going to swift action, lay on hands. Okay, get 9 points healed, including all the non-lethal from last round. And then he is going to attempt to break the grapple. And since it might be the last action of his life, I'm going to use the bottle cap to attempt to break the grapple.
Ah, okay. There it goes.
Bottle cap paid. And I need
A natty 20.
Well, you know what you need. I'll tell you right now. To break it,
yeah.
Its CMD is 30.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You already spent it.
What's your bonus?
You'll make it.
Plus 7.
Oh, it's impossible.
It's a CMB. I shouldn't have told you that. You know what?
Take it back.
If you roll a natural 20, I'll count it.
You should. This is horseshit.
Yeah. Natural 20 is the only thing that's going to do to break out of it.
All right. Here we go. Come on, Willamette. Oh, a natty 19.
Oh, no. I can't get out.
Natty 19.
Appreciate that use of bottle cap economy. All right.
I mean, this is desperate. This is his life.
Yeah.
Life on the line.
Baron says, sorry about that last miss, buddy. Will, we're going to get you out of this pickle.
He seems very calm about this whole situation.
Misfire.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. What is happening?
We are rolling so badly.
This is bad.
Oh, my God. This is combat.
It's been a while since we've rolled this fucking badly.
You know when the last time I think it was? The Owega fight?
Baron, roll the D100.
Oh, shit. Fuck. I wasn't even thinking about that. I was thinking about having to clear my gun. Did you fumble? No, I rolled a 3.
Oh, then you don't have to... He doesn't have to roll a...
But it missed.
I missed.
Oh, right.
He's going to miss. Misfires. Does the bullet fire or do jam in the gun?
I don't recognize the rule, so I don't remember.
Right.
No, oh, yeah. No, if he has to clear the misfire.
It misses. It comes out of the gun. Oh. You got to roll with the dice sometimes, guys. It's just what happens. It sucks.
It's very involved.
It's not going to hit. It's a 20% chance.
10%. 10% chance.
75. You're good. Just take a breath.
Just relax.
Just take a breath. Have
There's
a good time.
There's a new sheriff in town, guys. There is. Round.
He really keeps his cool under pressure.
Round 6. Orm Vorax goes after Baron.
Ooh.
Just riddling him with bullets.
You guys stopped before I asked if I could clear my gun or not. But that's fine.
Oh, you want to clear your gun?
No, I'm good because I can't shoot at him when I'm grappled, which is what's going to happen.
Just rushes after Baron, can do one attack. Just seeing if it was a natural 20. It wasn't. But it hit.
I'm sorry, I have a 45 AC. Just like Lexington.
46,
my magical
46 hit. 7 damage and attempts to grab Sheriff Baron. Misses. 18. I rolled a 2 on the die.
Nice.
All right, so... Does not grab Baron, does a little bit of bite damage. Nesta Coin's turn.
Wow, okay. You guys, what, you go down? Here, kitty, kitty. That's 30.
Got
30
it.
To hit. And,
good job, buddy.
19 damage.
Oh, my goodness.
This thing is 6 electricity. Roll the 6 on the jolter die.
That's absurd amount of hit points.
And,
it must have a 34 con.
18. That's a probably miss. 18.
18 misses. Yeah. And you're all right. 23. Okay, it's going to be Della's turn. Della, what you going to do?
I'm going to try something else I haven't tried before. Della's going to cast Cause Fear.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, that would be interesting. Get it to run away.
Yeah, to run away. Or at least be shaken. If it fails, it's shaken. So it takes a -2.
You don't have your scimitar anymore, right?
I don't have it drawn. I have the whip drawn.
No, you have 2 scimitars, right?
Yeah.
I'm carrying one.
You're
of
carrying
those.
The old one. So it's a DC 12 will save. Wait, Will? Let me just find the spell.
Will says yes.
DC 12 will save.
You're making.
Made it.
You're if it shaken. Failed the will save, you would have saved Will.
There you go.
There you go. It's shaken for a round, so -2 to everything.
Okay, so so even on the fail, it's shaken. That's good. All right.
Frightened if it's.
Every little bit helps.
Umlo.
It's like an old hex.
He's got to save his buddy Baron, right?
Yeah, it jumps on Baron, and he's just like, be careful, Baron, step aside. And he stabs at this thing. Natty 19.
Oh!
So it's like a 28 to hit.
You're good.
And is it the giant subtype?
Get out of here. That subtype.
He does 13 points of damage.
Nice. Oh, baby.
With the spear, and then he'll attack it again. Natty 19.
Whoa!
Nice work. Oh, baby. Ooh. 14 points of damage. Nice.
Holy shit. All right. Baron.
This is the most epic creature.
100 hit points.
Yes. Yeah. Over 100 hit points.
Well, that's, over 100. Well, over 100, yeah.
That's insane.
But it is in
for a cat. For a cat.
Yeah.
Can I take... it's not actually going to be a move action before I say this, and I know the answer is going to be no before I ask it. But considering in the honor of Joe just asking if it was a giant subtype, which I understand was a joke, I'm going to ask.
No, you can't use profession stone cutting.
5-foot step away from the creature. Mm-hmm. Move action, quick clear, shoot at him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Great. I'm going to do that.
Of course you can do that.
Yeah.
I just, people shout at me when I don't get rules right, and it's just really stressful. You guys are jerks.
Would you just roll, you idiot?
That is a 17 against touch AC.
That is a hit.
Nice.
This thing is so dangerous.
Oh, that was a D10. I'm sorry. 13 points of damage.
Well, I'll tell you this, Baron. You took it below zero, but it ain't dead.
Oh.
Wow.
Ferocity.
some sort of ferocity.
Because this thing really needs help to stay alive.
Yeah, yeah.
However, upon that bullet, it begins retreating, and Sir Will gets a attack of opportunity.
All right.
What do you have drawn?
Yeah, I don't... he doesn't have a weapon drawn, so...
Punch it.
Yeah, Mom.
Try to grab it. Try to grab it.
You have monk levels, right? Just knee it.
Yeah, it's going to be too fast.
You don't
for
have
Will.
A mailed gauntlet or anything?
No.
All right, so it just starts bolting, sensing its death. Nestor.
All right.
Pick it up with some shots.
I was like, yeah, fuck this thing, man. I'm not letting it get away if I can help it. 24.
24 hits. AC
23. Oh,
Nestor!
Oh, it was basically Lexington.
Ugh, 14 damage.
14 damage is enough to permanently kill it.
Yes! Fucking ready!
I hated that thing.
The Orm Vorax.
Oh, man.
Man, 114 hit points, AC 23, 4 attacks, all at a plus 18.
Jeez. Jesus
when it,
Christ.
When it's grappling you, it can continue doing those. It's just insanity.
Is
insanity.
It like a unique creature, like a fucking Tarrasque or something?
It's it's just a magical beast. Small magical beast. And it's actually true neutral, I just noticed. Oh. But it was out for a meal, and it almost got a couple of them, Lexington, the little halfling.
By the way, I really enjoy how that animal made absolutely no sense. It just jumped off of people just randomly to attack the next person.
Well, it's a crazy animal.
It sees, if Della had hit it with anything significant, if any of those whip attacks had hit it, it would have gone after Della.
Right.
But it got riddled with bullets.
It was either
going to be Nestor or Baron at that point.
So Will is going to tend to Lexington as soon as possible. Lexington has 1 hit point. Yeah. So he's going to tend to him and he'll do a heal check. Ooh, natty 19. Nice. 23 heal check just to sort of... aid it.
Him. So what's the aid do? It's already stabilized, right? So
I was just doing it for story purposes.
Oh, okay, sorry.
good.
I was confused.
Joe, play those games when we're not here. All right. Umlo goes back in, brings you guys in, and you see a whimpering infant girl swaddled in a coarse wool blanket that was stuffed into this basket on the second floor, now laying in the remains of her parents.
Jesus Christ.
You see in the floorboards of the upper level like a boulder lodged in the second floor. And another one had hit through and crashed and broke
the
ceiling, I guess. She was near death.
I feel like Della would be concerned that the troll wasn't the only thing throwing boulders, right?
Troll wouldn't have been throwing boulders.
No, I was thinking the boulders were probably here before the troll. Got here.
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
The only thing that probably stopped the troll from getting them beforehand was that they may have had fire torches out at night or something like that. And as soon as the boulders came in and kind of stopped them from doing that, I'm sure he came in then.
Sure.
This is exactly, slightly different situation, but this is almost exactly what happened to Willamette. Like he was found as an infant, his family killed.
So let's raise this child. It can be the next character on the podcast.
Sorry. Is it going to keep making that noise?
Willamette's going to make sure that it's okay, that it's not harmed in any way.
Yeah, it's fine. It's
fine.
The only blood on it is that of its dead, mutilated parents.
I'll do a perception check around the house for anything interesting or any clues as to what happened here. 16.
The house has been completely ransacked. So the boulders crushed through, and something or someone came and ripped everything out of there, killing everyone. Obviously, just skipped the baby.
And is there any we know that you gave us the direction the boulders came from before, but again, like if we were to go over there, would we to be able to investigate the source of them?
Yeah, if one of you ranged over there just to kind of see, you go 100, 150 yards or so, and you don't see anything. Does any of you go up there?
Della turns to Nestor and suggests a little outing. Could you use your skills, Coin?
Are you splitting the party?
Yeah, I'm just concerned that there might be something still left in the house. It might be a more immediate. I'll check out the house real quick, and we'll go check out with a.
Always an excuse with you.
No, it's not an excuse. It's just a reason. So, so I go in and I want to just check out the house, see if there's any valuables.
Tell him, make sure he's not robbing.
Yeah, there's nothing. Okay. It's been completely ransacked.
All right, now that's taken care of, and we can go into the woods.
My God, forbid they left 5 gold pieces that you wouldn't want to take.
I'm going to walk.
Well, you know,
I'm gonna
with interest.
Sheriff?
I'll look at Willamette, and I said, you led this charge. I'll help you in any way I can.
I appreciate it, Sheriff. It looks like Lexington's going to be okay. He's a strong animal. Aren't you, Lexington?
And I lay on hands, my final one of the day, and max heal him for 13 hit points.
Okay.
And so he's back up to a decent amount. He's looking a little better, a little stronger, but we're all pretty beat up and tired.
Baron pulls out a piece of beef jerky and feeds it to Lexington.
Does it have peanut butter on it?
Yeah, Lexington eats it greedily and then looks up at you with thankful eyes.
Pat him on the head. Do we go upstairs?
I mean, it's broken down.
Okay, so, got it. Yeah.
I'm sorry I left you, Lexington. I was trying to help the child. I'm sure you understand. That creature was awful, but we'll be okay. If Della gets her attacks more accurate next time.
You're preaching to the choir.
So Willamette is concerned about the baby. You know, he wants to ask Baron.
Sheriff, what do we do? We have this child. It must be cared for. How close is the nearest village? Do we know?
Well, let's take a quick look at the map again. I think we're just a little bit outside. I'm happy to swaddle the child as I ride, but it actually might be ideal maybe if Umlo rides with me. I think our best rider is Della. She has a very special... Oh, actually, you might be the best rider. You might want to carry the child back. You might be the most skilled at keeping him safe while we ride, now that I think about it. Would you do us the honor of ensuring this child's life makes it safe to the next town?
Sheriff, I will take this charge.
All right, I appreciate that. And I gotta say, I was really impressed with you in this battle. I'm sad that things had to get so dicey there.
Well, I nearly lost it, even though I'm immune to fear.
Let's go find...
But your gun was very accurate. Thank you. You've saved my life.
It's my pleasure. Now let's go find those two rascal devils out there. Well, 3. Umlo, too.
So you guys all reconvene and you continue down the trail? Or do you want to go look off in the distance?
How far is it to this town?
You're not very far. You can be there probably in an hour.
In an hour? An
hour or two.
Okay, so there's... Okay.
Della wants to check out to see if what happened, if mm-hmm. the source of the boulders.
Okay, yeah. So you travel a little bit east to where obviously the boulders had to have been coming, and you get to a clearing, and you don't see any creatures. You see, large footprints in the ground.
Giant-sized footprints?
Giant-sized footprints. And you see farther along down the trail where the houses, where that house was, you see smoke rising.
Wait, what?
So if you get into a clearing and you see giant-sized footprints in the ground, you look back now into the distance and you see that if you were to continue the trail along where this cottage was, there's smoke rising in the distance.
Oh, okay.
So I think I want to do some sort of map check and look where we are. Is that smoke coming from a place different than the town?
It's on the way to the town.
On the way to the town? Fuck. There might be giants in between us and them. I think that's where they live.
They might be giants.
They might be giants.
They might.
Can I do a survival track to check to see if those footprints are leading towards that smoke?
Sure.
Okay, great. Let's see. 17.
I mean, they're leading every which way, but sure, they're going back towards the trail.
It's always convenient. There's always footsteps going everywhere when I roll a survival check with you.
Willamette is going to say, Sheriff, I fear that we may be in dire straits if we get into another combat like this one. We should, if you want to proceed, we must do it with caution, but we could also rest.
I think we have to perhaps choose one of us to protect the child during this next approach, to be ready to flee and take another route to ensure its life is safe.
So we move forward then.
Are we
I will protect the child,
oh,
gladly.
Wait, hold on. We're taking that thing with us.
Yes, we are.
There are other humans in the world, Coin.
Well, absolutely, but we're among them, and if we're carrying a mewling infant with us, I mean, the element of surprise, gone, right?
Yeah, you might accidentally hit it with an arrow, right? And Della pulls out the arrow and just gives it a little fletching.
That's a low blow. That's a low blow.
Yes,
and
it
again,
was.
Once again, I do not recognize that rule.
Coin!
Shall we?
Coin, you don't have to concern yourself with taking care of this child. We'll make sure that you still get your filthy lucre at the end of the day.
The child's welfare is not of your concern, Nestor.
I'm not concerned about the cost, but it's all right, fine. I'm outvoted. I'm amenable.
Love, Nestor. All right, so you guys want to continue along the trail to find the source of this smoke?
Yeah.
All right, so Willamette takes care of the baby. You stand in the back of the party.
I stay in the back.
As the rest of you go ahead. You approach, and you don't have to be too stealthy because you just see along the trail, a couple hundred yards up the way, two more cottages with similar smoke coming out of the chimney, and they've been crushed by boulders as well.
Oh, man.
And this is, you have to go through here to get to the next town.
Yes.
We can't go around it and find it, like fjord our way down a river. Or something.
We can't bypass it.
You can
absolutely bypass it. You don't have to go to Shimmerman's Fortune.
No, we won't. Where are we going to drop off the baby?
To go to Shimmerman's Fortune, can we bypass these broken down cottages?
Sure. Roll a perception check.
Yeah. Okay. Natty one. Baby.
20.
You drop the baby. No, you actually look and it's just a ham tied to like six. Oh shit, where's the baby?
20.
You don't hear any noises coming from the cottages. They look more beat up than the one that you just came out of. So if you continue forward, you don't see any signs of danger ahead.
Okay.
All right, let's go through it then. We'll just stay towards the back in case you need to ride off, okay?
As you say, Sheriff.
So you guys continue ahead, and a cursory look at these buildings. They've been ransacked. Again, boulders crushed through. There was some sort of raid here.
Dead bodies?
Dead bodies. Everywhere. Mm. Everywhere.
Just everywhere.
There's like one house has two, the other house has three. Mm. You can tell that one was an adolescent.
Oh, jeez.
Does it look like it was ransacked, like they looted the place after killing these people, or they just wantonly just killed everybody?
There's extensive damage. There's definite, it looks very purposeful.
Right.
But there was ransacking. Things were taken from there.
So I don't see any silverware.
No, there's no like...
valuables.
No.
No flatware.
But, you know, roll a perception check, Nestor.
Okay. 30.
30. You actually, in one of the buildings, as everyone's walking out, you do notice something that looks like it could be worth something, and you just palm it and put it in your pocket.
Yep.
You just know it's worth at least 10, 15 gold.
Nice.
On the black market. And so, do you guys continue ahead?
It's copper wiring.
Yes. Sooner we get to the town, the better.
Yeah.
All right. Well, sure enough, half a mile down the trail from the Sack Cottages, you arrive at the village of Shinnaman's Fortune. And there are people running around like crazy, panic villagers scrambling back and forth, trying to organize themselves. You guys continue forward and... there's just pandemonium in the village. You can tell, you see buildings have been crushed. The outer wall of the city has been broken down.
Oh my God, it's under a full attack.
Bodies
Jesus.
Everywhere. And you see a group of people come rushing towards you as you enter the, like, I just see you guys kind of riding up slowly. Maybe a couple of you dismount and you bring your horses up. And it's just like, there was an attack here recently. And as you stand there, a stern-looking middle-aged woman with graying hair and a burly man with salt-and-pepper beard wearing worn leather armor comes up with a posse behind him and says, "Who are you?
Where have you come from?
We're the True Now Five, and we're here to help.
Well, if you're here to help, then we need all the help we can get. There are giants, and they're raiding this area. They've taken many of our villages. We need your help.
Giant killing's our business, Buster, and business is booming.
Game on. Next week.
Go Eagles!
Go Cowboys, Cowboys, Cowboys. We'll be right back.